This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, a song that mentions radio. I appreciate those. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Posted a new podcast with my wife. We have a book review podcast called The Hold List. You can find online. That'd be cool if you gave us a nice review. We're always looking for nice reviews because it does help other people discover it. So I thought I'd give a plug. The news that Hannah bought a new car is very exciting. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Was it expensive? Cars are expensive right now.
It was expensive, but it was needed. I've been saving up for years and years and years, and you know, the right opportunity came about, so I went and I got it. I got the 2022 Jeep Compass.
Oh, wow.
I love it, and it's everything I wanted, and I'm about to make my first car payment on it this weekend. So, pray for my
wallet. Wait, already? Jeep Compass. Let me take a look. Wow, they look like the Grand Cherokees from 2000s right in there. They look sharp.
Yeah, they're really nice. It has a ton of safety features on it, so that's great. My sister has a Compass. I think it's a 2019, and I've always been envious of her car, so I was like, well, you know what? I'll just buy one of my own.
Yeah. I've owned Jeeps before. I've owned a couple of different Jeeps. I'm a Jeep fan. I haven't owned one in a while, but my first car in college... Well, I guess I had a car before then, but I didn't buy it. It's one my parents got me, the starter car, I guess. But the first car I really got that was mine was the Jeep, and I loved it to death. Someone rear-ended me, and I would have had that car today.
That's the worst.
I don't need that energy.
I know. Seriously. And I loved that Jeep. It was like you wake up in the morning and you talk to it. It was a 98 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and there's still so many of them on the road.
Yeah, there
are. I'll tell you what I appreciate. Like those old Jeeps... easy to work on. I was someone that always will try to fix it myself if I could because I'm cheap.
And then bring it
to
Brad.
I'll do everything. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I think we've discussed that. But Jeeps were easy to work on, accessible. The parts were, at least the older ones were. I don't know if the newer ones are. So you got this brand new Jeep. Smells like a new Jeep.
Yes. And for those, I know my family is going to be texting me during this segment. I am very strict about no food in the car. No drinks in the car, no eating in the car, nothing. I'm going to try to extend the new car smell for as long as I can.
I can tell you don't have kids.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. My 9-year-old niece and nephew, they came in the car, and in the back of my mind, I was like, do they have Cheeto fingers right now?
Nope. It's all about the Cheerios. Let me tell you what happened. My daughter was in the back seat. She dropped her sippy cup and on the ground in between her toys or whatever that were on the floorboard because her feet can't reach it anyway. And so my wife tells me this. So I'm like, okay, I'll go clean it up. Of course, all it did was soak all the loose Cheerios that were down there. And it was just, it looked like grits, just a bunch of loose, wet, mushy Cheerios.
Oh,
so Hannah, terrible. That'll never happen in your car, it sounds like.
Fake news. Nope. That's going to happen in Hannah's car.
Yep.
I'm hoping to have this car for a while. So one day that probably will happen.
Does it still have the same like Jeep feel when you brake? Like all Jeeps kind of have that little weird braking feel, I've noticed.
I don't really know.
Not compared to your old car, doesn't stand out or anything.
No, it's very different than my old car. It just I'm different. It's, you know, I'm up higher, so that's different, and the hood is longer, so there's a ton of things that I have to get used to. I've gotten some feedback because a lot of people are saying, like, you know, the Jeep Wave thing, and if I'm allowed to participate in the Jeep Wave because I don't drive a traditional Jeep, what is that, Wrangler?
It's a Jeep, but it's not a Jeep.
Yes. So for those out there who have been asking me if I do the Jeep Wave, I do not currently do the Jeep Wave. But when I bought the car and I was signing the paperwork and everything, they like, there is a thing that's actually the Jeep Wave Club. And I got four free oil changes for being in the Jeep Wave Club.
Well, there you go. Nice. Here's the thing. Here's my thoughts on that, Hannah. If somebody gives you the Jeep Wave, you are free to reciprocate.
But I just can't be the first one.
I guess
wave.
I. Well, you know, you never know. Whenever,
let's practice it real quick on camera, Hannah. Show me your best Jeep Wave.
I don't know. See, I fail.
That is not a Jeep Wave.
You used to drive a Jeep. So tell me how you do it.
You started with what looked like kind of like a limp wrist, and you just moved your arm and then put your hand up like you're a traffic cop or you're someone that's helping children cross the street.
Everybody's like, okay, yeah, you're definitely not in the Jeep Wave Club.
No, it's very, the Jeep Waves are just simple. Like you just quick little two fingers or something, one of those, or to the side, two fingers to the side, one of those. Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
boom.
There
Jeep
I
So that's all you need.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but I was the first car, like you said, the first car that you bought, Ryan, was a Jeep, and that was kind of the first one. But like my first, the first car that I bought was a Porsche, and it was it was an 87 Porsche 924S. If you know, you know. So there's a bunch of people out there going, "Cool, you got a Porsche," and then there's a bunch of people going out there, "Oh, you bought a Porsche like that." So,
okay.
So there's either people that think it's really cool, and then there's people like that's not a real Porsche, which like you know, to many people, a real Porsche is the 911 with the rear engine air cooled, all that other fun stuff. But like I remember I was driving that around and then I didn't know it, but there is a club. So if you saw somebody else in a Porsche, they gave you the Porsche Wave. And wasn't fancy like the Jeep.
I've
never
heard of that.
It's because it's very exclusive.
All right. Not everybody. What's the Wave?
Is there like a Honda Wave?
So you're just hands on the steering wheel and then you just raise the hand up off the steering wheel and go and then give them a little nod.
Okay, maybe what I was doing was the Chevy Wave because that's what I used to have. So
the
maybe,
Chevy Wave?
Yes. The flop wrist and the maybe that was the Chevy Wave that I was doing.
Yeah. I love it. Chevy Wave.
The Chevy Wave I thought was a thumbs up, meaning you're trying to hitch a ride.
I guess I can participate in Chevy jokes now that I don't drive one anymore.
So you felt like you couldn't make fun of it while you were an owner? Wait, do you still own it or did you sell it?
No, I do still own my car. We're getting ready to sell it. And I'm honestly sad. That was my first car. It was a great car, you know, brought me from 16 to 21. And it's a really great car. So I'll be sad to sell it, but I need the money. So I won't be sad for long.
I'll tell you what I would love to find. And they're still so crazy expensive, all the used cars. I want to get right around that same era, 2000 Cherokee. The boxy Cherokees were like one of my favorite vehicles. I've never owned one because I had the Grand Cherokee, but the Cherokees were so much better. And those things last forever, that era that they were made. And they're so easy to work on. That's the type of car I want to find. And I'm in need to buy a car. And I've been holding off on buying and purchasing a car. And I don't know how much longer I can hold off, honestly. So if anyone has got a Cherokee they want to sell, reach out to me because I may be able to help you sell that. But that's the problem, too. You find a lot of these used vehicles. They're like, hey, you're almost paying sticker price for 60,000 miles or whatever they're on them, 100,000 miles on some of these.
That's why I just had to pull the trigger and buy a brand new one because I didn't see the purpose in buying one that had, you know, 20, 30,000 miles on it that was like $5,000 cheaper than a brand new one. It didn't make sense to me.
Mm. Would you buy directly from the, not a dealer, but from the manufacturer and just wait a month for it to be delivered to you if you knew you're getting the best price? Could you do that?
Yeah.
Or do you have to buy it off the lot and like feel the one you're going to buy?
No, I would have bought it from the factory.
I got to drive a car first.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
The car, not just any of that model make, but it has to be the car.
The car.
I don't have to. I guess I'm not that picky, but we're going to have one more hour of the Annie Fry Show coming up in a moment. If you want to reach us online, go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and watch the video. If you want to see Hannah do the wave, she may do that during the break if you want to see what her Jeep Wave is like. Oh, that's good. Sideways, a little two finger sideways. Whoop, just one of those peace signs work just fine. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.